This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
And then after the whistle, Wims and Gardner-Johnson exchanged blows, and Wims wound up and punched him flat out. And now there's a big pile up and a fight underway.
We spent time literally showing and explaining a particular player's actions. We already knew going into this thing about some of that.
Yeah, flag on the field, huh? Came in late.
After the play was over, there were fouls by both teams.
Anthony Miller.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
You can't do that in playoff football.
I can't tell you how disappointing that is.
Yeah, it makes me angry because he's the same guy who stood at the podium this week said, hey, we got to watch this. We know what happened last game.
And yet, the man formerly known as C.J. Gardner-Johnson knew how to get under the Bears' skin. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And we find out, of course, that the Bears, who have had many injuries to their secondary, had to add someone, thanks to Kyler Gordon going on injured reserve. Enter C.D. Gardner-Johnson. So let's just start with that. We didn't know what he wanted to go by. He was referred to also as Chauncey by NFL reporters. And we want to know. Like, that's just one of those things. Like, we want to do this, right? That's the intent.
Do we just replace the J with the D then in all practicality?
I don't know. Let's listen to what he had to say about not only deciding that he wanted to go by CD, but just joining the Bears in general.
What's been the process like of trying to find a landing spot here the last couple of weeks?
Find a spot that's good for me. I'm good for them. Locker room fit and a great fit between me and the coach in the front office. That was really what it's all about. Not really. Nothing personal. Make sure I make the right decision and come in and help the right organization.
What makes this good for you?
Coach D.A. gave me a chance when I was a rookie, 2019. So, and I played with Coach Ben in Detroit, went to the NFC Championship. So talking to them two on the phone and hearing how much they care about me, I understand as a player that they're here for me. So this is probably the best spot for me.
Coach Ben. That was also a new one for me.
D.A., Coach Ben. We're getting all the little...
D.A. is common.
Yes.
I feel like we've known about D.A. But Coach Ben's a new one. Here's the thing. His last three games this year on his game log are all with three different teams. Jacksonville on the 21st of September. Tampa Bay on the 15th. The Rams on Sunday, September 7th.
No, that's against three different teams, what you meant to say.
Yeah. No, but he has been on three different teams. So
this is his third team, yes.
Yeah.
One of them he didn't play for. So the only team he played for prior to this was the Houston Texans.
He was with Philly in 2024. He was with Detroit in 23. Philadelphia again in 2022. That's where he went after he spent three seasons with New Orleans. And that 2020 season we mentioned, well, that's where the two dust-ups happened weeks apart with the Bears, where he ends up getting punched in the helmet.
I would love to know what happened in his time on the practice squad in Baltimore this year, though. Like, obviously, that's a team that needed help. they had a bunch of injuries, and he didn't even make it off the practice squad.
And that's where I was going with the three different teams thing, is that unfortunately for him, he's had to bounce around. He was a guy who was available. I am encouraged by the fact that he does have the previous history with Dennis Allen and the Saints. I think that will help him, because you go in knowing how your plan is going to fit for you on the field. You know, you have a vision of how they're going to use you on the field, and that's important.
I think I'm more encouraged that Dennis Allen has experience with him, because he knows the player that he's dealing with and how to maybe manage him, if that's the right term. Because obviously, I'm not saying he's been mismanaged in the past, but clearly things have not worked out in his previous stops.
Well, and that's it. The quote that they used for the Ravens was amicable mutual decision. Fair enough. You don't have to expand a ton for either side if you don't need to, player or team.
Sometimes it's just not a fit.
Yeah, and that might be it. And D'Amico Ryans had said that when he was released on September 23rd, that was a decision that was best for our team. The guy gets under people's skin. Now, also in New Orleans, he was punched by a former teammate. That one probably didn't involve wearing a helmet. I could be wrong. I didn't look it up, but you could tell in games when he was hitting the helmet by Wims and Anthony Miller, so there's that. Point being, he has a name for himself as far as being able to get under people's skin. In a game, it's great. Use every competitive advantage you can as long as you're not the one committing the personal foul.
I saw somebody call him the all-chirp secondary.
Oh, that's a good one.
With him and Tyreek.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So, like, them on the field at the same time. Now, Tyreek has
had his fair share of brushes with the referees.
But I feel like he stepped out of that designation.
I had one request for Tyreek. Well, I had a few, but one of them was stop poking people in the helmet during games.
Yeah, that'll
get... He did that.
That'll get your helmet slapped back, punched back, whatever.
That happened multiple times last season, so I'm glad to see that changed. The man has a personality. Look no further than Kevin Byard, his former teammate, for knowing that.
The things he's done on the field is great, and right if it's off the field stuff, you know, in other buildings, I can't speak to that because I wasn't there. But for me personally, I'm under the belief that I think on each side of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, you need at least one or two of those guys on the field because they bring a certain level of juice, you know what I mean? Like, this game is played violently. You need somebody to go in there and kind of be that spark. Obviously, you guys, you know, the history of this city, Chicago Bears, Dennis Rodman. Like, sometimes you need guys like that out there. And like I said, I think our leadership group on this team, you know, we can kind of hold things together. And I personally don't think he'll be an issue. You know what I mean? Like I said, he's been around his defense. I got a lot of respect for him. He got a lot of respect for me. So I think we'll be good to go in that area.
Can we?
I think Kevin Byard has watched The Last Dance.
Can we? You think that's where the history reference with Dennis Rodman comes
maybe,
from directly?
Maybe that's like, maybe, yeah.
Hold on, let me see how old Kevin Byard is. No, seriously. Because I think you're right.
Watch The Last Dance.
No. But I'm saying, because he's 32 years old and born in 1993, you're absolutely right. Because when they were done doing what they were doing, he was not old enough to really, well, yeah, he's like 6-7 years old.
But if he watched the documentary, then he would have known.
No, that's what I'm saying. It can't be from his own personal recalling like we can do it.
Right. And you know, if you like sports, you tend to learn the history of sports. So that would make it make sense. Everybody has their comps, you know, and sometimes you're trying to think of like the personality that might fit. Not necessarily mirror, but, you know, the style.
Like, that's the closest thing he could come up with because we're in Chicago. I don't know that comp holds much weight.
Well,
though.
I mean, I get. Maybe he's complimenting his defensive play.
Yes,
a different personality.
Absolutely.
And really, what you're hoping for is, like we mentioned, you know, this 13 a season. You want to make sure that he is a fit that works. Dennis Allen obviously is a great, I think, rubber stamp for that. You know, he's going to let you know that is the guy who works with his team. We went into a lot of the history yesterday as well. We talked about it there, but we hadn't heard what people had to say about him today. And yesterday the Bears talked about him, like, once he got to the team. And I thought it was good that they made him available too, because he is a known personality, especially to Bears and the Bears fans. So CD Gardner-Johnson also talked about how important it is for him to just see time on the field.
At this point in your career, how important is playing time? Like knowing that
I just want to help win. Yeah. I want to win the Super Bowl last year. Sometimes it's not about being the star of the team. Sometimes it's about being the guy to get things done the right way and helping guys get things done the right way. And being on the Super Bowl team last year, you can see how guys go about things and being able to adapt and adjust to your game and really just teach and be a student of the game as the game goes on.
I mean, tell me he's not saying all the right things there.
Saying the right things.
And he has the resume to back it up because he was – not only was he a part of a championship team, he was part of a team that he left, and then the team brought him back. And then after they brought him back, that's when they won the championship. So he feels like he was a viable part of a championship in Philadelphia.
Well, and when you're on one of those teams, that is what you say. Like, he was on the team. Like, you, again – could have been released and what have you. Like, there's value in being on the title team. You know, like, that is a big part of it for me. But then again, he also said, after his second stint with Philly, he claimed the Eagles traded him to the Texans because they were scared of a competitor.
That also sounds right.
The man is just verbose. Like, he's got a hip-hop song, too, we played yesterday. I don't know if he has a whole album. Is it an album?
I'll tell you this. I went to YouTube and subscribed to his page, so I can just very easily go and...
Oh, you support.
You subscribe.
I did. Yeah, to like and subscribe is a big deal.
That's right. If you want to like and subscribe, you go to YouTube and just look up CEEDY. There he is.
I think he just has something to say at all times.
Well,
we did that. We're on a radio station.
No. I get it. I think for him, I'm just trying to figure out
what's left. What's left in the tank? Number one is my main concern.
Here's why I'm not worried about that. Because he's 27. I don't think his skills have fallen off that much at age 27. That's usually not how it works for that particular position. He had a physical, obviously, for signing with the team.
Yeah, I mean, like, but in-game speed and stuff, that changes as you get older.
I think it's more about where are you mentally and how badly do you want to keep playing football? Because this feels like it could be a last chance situation for him based on the fact that he's been on three teams in 5 weeks.
Yeah, the famous quote being the NFL is not for long.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of where it was going with the game-long situation as well. So his previous experience with Dennis Allen in New Orleans, that at least the Bears know for a fateful playoff game in 2020, and then also the regular season game that preceded it. Well, here's what C.D. Gardner-Johnson had to say about that.
We won a lot of ball together in New Orleans, and the model was the same. Care for me as a player, as a person. And at the time when I was younger, the message was always the same. So I think coming here, him understanding what I could do, and coming to a locker room as veteran presence, I can adapt easier and understand that if I need help, I can just go ask. And I think that's the biggest thing he taught me first 3 years is if you need help, ask questions, ask the guys around you, go to your teammates. And shout out to KB, Briss, Grady, Jared, Caleb Walter to me. So guys like that, it just back up what he's saying. It's a great locker room and guys really help me win.
There's enough veterans who might be like, dude, if they need to.
Well, I think they can keep him in check, right? Is the biggest question about CJ Gardner-Johnson? I'm sorry, CD Gardner-Johnson.
What do we want to go with as a team?
I'm going
as a
CD,
show team. Man, I say he wants to be called CD.
Yeah, I'll honor the man's wishes. If somebody tells me that they go by something, I just go by what they go by. I'm not going to sit here and call them something they don't want to be called because that's a version of calling someone out their name. This ain't coming to America. His mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. That's not what this is. I will honor the man's wishes to be called CD. Although it is... a bit peculiar to
maybe
me.
Maybe he's in his CD era. Like Taylor Swift has eras.
She does. Look, that she does. She definitely has different eras.
If we can't examine the personalities of the sports around us, then what are we doing?
And I'll say this since I mentioned the YouTube page for CD. It's actually CD, CEEDY, at CD Deuce, DUCE. Eight.
You know,
so if you want to check out more of his tracks, he has about let's see, a handful of music videos, fully produced music videos up on here if you want to check out the musical stylings of CD.
As much as we are promoting his YouTube page, there is
him.
An actual chance that we are supporting him more than we're going to give to him more than he gives to us.
I have a realistic question too, as well, about along those lines, right? How much is he going to help the Bears? Where do you want to set the over under for this coming game on Sunday for how many penalties he will get for the Bengals to help the Bears get in better field position, let's say, or anything to help the Bears on a down.
I mean, even a PBU would be a good thing.
Well, yeah, sure.
Think about how many targets.
But if he can get under the skin of anybody on the Bengals offense.
I mean, so he's going to be slot corner, right? They want him to be a slot corner, even though a lot of people think that his skill set now is more likened to a safety. But that's how the Bears said they wanted him to be used, right? A slot corner.
Nickel.
I mean, Tyreek's got to, if Tyreek is healthy, he's on Ja'Marr Chase.
I love how you laughed when you said that. I feel like Tyreek might be a little disrespected by the way you laughed when you said that.
Okay, take it personally. Go stuff Ja'Marr Chase then.
No, listen.
Go intercept a ball. Please do what you need with that to help the defensive cause.
If I can serve as motivation to help Tyreek Stevenson get things done.
Put my face on a bulletin board, throw a dart at it. Go Bears. if you need.
If it's C.D. Gardner-Johnson, right?
I'm just thinking about the actual setup of this.
Do you think he can draw? I'd set the over-under at 0.5. Can he do it one time? Can you just make somebody on the Bengals do something stupid one time to get 15-yard penalty?
Actually, that's a good goal for any defender, is it not?
Yes. And even if he doesn't get a pass breakup, best-case scenario, that'd be great. But, even if he does nothing else but he gets a penalty on the Bengals offense in some way to help the Bears in a position where they need it, that's a win, in my opinion, right?
Because you know what you've done since the Bears had, 11 penalties on Sunday? Net positive, baby!
I mean, that's to the point.
Negate one of those penalties that you know the Bears are probably going to commit.
Yeah, to the point of Kevin Byard, what did Dennis Rodman do? One of the things Dennis Rodman did was get in people's heads. If he could get in somebody's head on the Bengals offense and just during one play, in one way to just help the Bears defense, that's a win.
It's just the success levels are a little different.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Disparity in success, yes.
But
head mind game master, if he can do it, if he can do that for the Bears at least once in the game, I think that's a win.
Have I heard worse comps? Sure. That's what makes you laugh, Ray.
That's all you got? You've heard worse comps?
I've heard worse comps. Kevin Byard means well. I can't argue with Kevin Byard this year, man. Isn't he the type of person you would want? Like, if he's in our office, you'd be like, I can't wait to work with that guy. That's
100%.
It. So how Ben Johnson did talk about how he's going to impact the locker room, because that was one of my questions, too. I had forgotten that he had also gotten punched by an actual teammate during that season, the one where he got punched by two Bears. So I was like, well, wait, what happened to have that happen? Well, the bigger question is it going to happen again? Ben Johnson talked about that.
We've got a very strong locker room. We've got a positive veteran influence in there. I feel very strongly about that group, and nothing's more important than our locker room, to be clear with you. So that's certainly first and foremost of any decision we make, who we bring in or who we let go. And so I think we're all aware of how important that is and the fit that he has with that locker room.
You know what he didn't say? You know what Ben Johnson did not use? The word culture.
Because you don't say C.D. Gardner-Johnson is a culture adder builder if you're the head coach, because we know what the reputation and the resume states as far as what he has been responsible for.
We also know how much the previous coach used the word. I like how this entire segment has been done with us just smiling the whole time, not knowing what the future holds.
Is it? But that's kind of the exciting part. So
you're cautiously optimistic and intrigued and maybe a little bit morbidly curious. Like, this is a true wild card if there ever was one.
Well, also it
in
adds
a good way,
a wild card element to what's already a wild card of a season, Layla, because the whole thing is we don't really know what, this head coach, Ben Johnson, what his team is going to look like at the end of the season. So we're kind of going over these blind, you know, like when you're on a roller coaster and you're going blind, you're like, I'm not sure what's next. Is it a dip? Is it because you're going up? You're
right.
Like, is it quick or is it a steady
fall? Is it like the fake hill?
Is it loop to loop?
For the big drop?
Yeah. And with Ben Johnson, we have no track record of him as a head coach. Caleb Williams was still figuring out as a quarterback. And Dennis Allen, you know a lot, but you don't know what he's going to do with all these brand new players. And so far, it hasn't been good enough. And so you're wondering, well, maybe the next turn is this Bengals offense and this Bengals defense, and they can figure it out.
The text line is on. They are trying to help bridge the gap for the Rodman comp. So their hearts are in the right place. And another texter says that he sounds a lot like the rapper Plies. The autotune does a lot here. But everybody seems to be also optimistic about it. They're at least giving a chance to this. Smile. Raised eyebrow, curiosity.
For me, it's we'll see. We'll see.
This is something that happens all throughout the year on every NFL team. You're probably going to have to pick up a guy. It's just very interesting that it's this guy.
This guy in this moment with the needs that you have right now as a team.
815 may have put it best. In reality, I hope today is the last time we have any meaningful conversations about, they said, CJ. If he's not being heard of, that's not all bad. Scene.
That's a pretty good take.
I agree. But we're going to call him CD. He wants to be called CD. We'll call him CD. But yeah, net positive penalties. I like it. Lean into your strengths. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Why do I have the feeling Mark's going to have something to say about this? Ray's just shaking his head laughing.
He's going to have a lot to say about
this. It's also because we're late to break. My bad, Ray. It's just a fun topic. It really is. So we'll talk to Mark about it next.
Bears. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mark Grody. covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I ain't talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going next to Mark Grove. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grote. Mark Grote, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grote.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
With Raheemy Harrison Grote on The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
He joins us live from Hallis Hall. He was a big part of the reporting yesterday at the Hall, and he is part of our show, Mark Grote, joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and he's on Twitch. Mark is there. He's on video. Well, what a treat for the mob. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And I just want to start with this. Mark Grote, what was the conversation like with C.D. Gardner-Johnson? Just about his name, what you gathered from him. He was pretty verbose on a lot of things.
The name stuff was hilarious because we had just assumed it was going to be one or the other, Chauncey or C.J., two names that he has gone by in the past. And then he's like, C.D.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
C.D. C.D.
C.D.?
Yeah.
There it is. CeeDee. C-E-E-D-E-E.
Also and, a very Philly yeah there too. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I hear you. So right from the beginning, you could tell he was interesting. And even when we were in the locker room and, you know, we of course, we assumed that we would have access to him. And he immediately pulls the, I got to go lift. Or, you know.
What?
Better than the Nate Davis ping pong days. But no, he acquiesced pretty quickly. But it was like, oh, no, you don't want to start this way. Let's go. Come on. Come on. So he came out in the hallway and he took all questions. I mean, you could tell this is obviously a very confident player. I mean, right from the beginning, we were getting into the nuts and bolts and whether or not he was going to play because Ben Johnson was a little bit not doubtful about it, but just sort of questionable. Is he going to be ready to go in a week? And he said, I'll see you on Sunday. When I brought up the scuffles he had here in the past with the Chicago Bears in the pandemic year, the Javon Wims and Anthony Miller, he kind of just looked at me like, why are you asking me about that? That's in the past. And then he was followed up. I think it was Patrick Finley who followed up with him and asked, wait, well, what did Anthony Miller say? And Patrick was, you know, laughing to try to maybe get a smile out of him. And he did not want anything to do with it. The stuff about him being an antagonist, he doesn't really seem to embrace yet, like some players in the past and all different sports sometimes embrace that. So he hasn't quite embraced being a villain on the field or Dennis Rodman-esque, as Kevin Byard put it. And he certainly did not want to hear about anything, you know, locker room wise or being a bad seed. He was kind of like, I don't have to answer any of those questions on the places from whence he came. So interesting. I think somebody, I won't say who because I don't know if they want this attached to it, but the vocabulary word, I think we were talking about vocabulary words the other day, Layla. The vocabulary word that was used to describe him was mercurial, which I thought was a pretty good word.
Okay, let's go back to the spelling of the name because did you say C-E-E-D-E-E is what he said? Because on his YouTube page with all his music, it's C-E-E-D-Y.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe,
it's now got a point of conflict.
You know how I am, like with lyrics and repeating names and
things
like that.
You're right, Grody. So I'm sorry. I apologize. I withdraw the question, Your Honor.
See, these are the risks we run, you know, when we're reporting real time, when we're doing hours of live talking. This is what happens.
But also,
given the recent news,
not a
bad move to move away from the name Chauncey.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to be associated with that name in this moment right now, allegedly.
You know, if I had the moment. Yeah. Chauncey's a nice name. Not anymore, though.
But if you weren't really known by that, maybe now's not the time to be known by that.
I like the idea that an individual can just change his name like that. I might invest in something similar.
What would your name be if it wasn't Mark?
He would just put the accent mark on the E on Grody to make it Grote.
Or maybe Daryl, something like that.
Daryl?
Yeah, Todd.
You've been watching too much Newhart? Daryl and his other
Grody,
brother Daryl?
And your other
brother Daryl?
Wow. Yeah.
Daryl?
I
was not ready for that.
But I like it. Yeah.
Hey, you didn't choose your name.
Call you Vanilla Thunder, Daryl Grote.
That's true. That's true.
G-Weezy?
G-Weezy. You know I love G-Weezy. I'm going to see G-Weezy on Friday night, actually. Goodness. I think they're opening for Tributosaurus.
Don't think that's what's happening. Mark, seriously, though, the injury report. Can we just... I know today's isn't out, but yesterday's injury report, like what?
Trouble is what the injury report was yesterday. I don't know. It was semi-hilarious because it's hard to believe that all the... I know hilarious is not the word Bears fans are thinking because all your wide receivers were on that list. And I'm like, what? Am I supposed to go talk to Jahdae Walker right now in the locker room? You know, it's kind of looking at him and saying, like, is he next man up? Devin Duvernay? Is he going to be the guy that is leading the charge? My guess is that we see a different injury report today, hoping to see a little bit more, at least limited in the names of somebody like DJ Moore, who I'd be shocked if DJ Moore does not play this week. I mean, it's just typical of DJ Moore to have injuries and then play through them. So I think we'll see an upgrade with him. Rome, I can't quite – didn't see Rome in the locker room yesterday, and obviously we were being pulled in different directions. But the heel thing, I mean, that's a new one that popped up. I don't know how he did it, but hopefully I'll get a chance to get a little FaceTime with him today and get a little bit of feel for what's going on with him, because obviously that has been – Caleb's number one target with a bullet. But that is it's a concern with all the receivers down right now. Good to see, really good to see, though. I thought maybe usurping, another good vocabulary word, all of the bad things was a good thing, and that was that Tyreek Stevenson was back out there practicing, because you just don't know with his shoulder. You don't know with any of these injuries. So the fact that he was back out there suggests to me that he could be good to go by this Sunday. And if he's not good to go this Sunday, then it may be the following, which will not have been a long injury absence of a guy who has become a very important player for you this year.
Mark Grody is live from Hallis Hall. He joins us on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark, I understand that there is a culprit to the red zone inefficiency that has been connected to the penalties that the Bears had. We brought it up in the last segment. How do the coordinators feel about the penalties on this team?
Yeah, I thought that we finally got a somewhat substantive answer on the penalties, at least from the offensive coordinator, and that's where his bias is going to be. The Bears average about 2 false start penalties per game, or falsies, as I like to call them. Chris Emma loves it when I call them falsies. Lots of penalties in general, and offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, here he is, taking it very serious. I think you guys will like this.
We've gone back and kind of looked at every penalty we've committed, just trying to, obviously, we're all looking to clean all those things up throughout the whole team, but we're kind of using some unorthodox things as far as out there on the practice field that you might not see. But it's something that we're addressing and is really important for us to be able to stay on schedule and be able to move the ball offensively and be effective and finish with touchdowns. I don't want to give any of that away.
At every penalty, though, is that something that you just did this week?
We've done it every week as we've gone. And you're just trying to identify, can we teach it better? Are we asking our guys to do things that are too much for them? Or is there an issue, whether it's communication, or is there something happening that is causing those things? And that's really, as we evaluate it, that's what we're trying to attack. You figure out what is the problem, and then create a plan to attack that.
Approach, though, in practice to try to help this. So.
We've kind of gradually done that as the season has gone on, but yes.
Is there more pressure? Like, would guys respond better to pressure in those situations from the staff? Like, I don't know. It's kind of absurd to think a guy might get benched in here. You don't have a 90-man roster like they bench guys in college when things like that happen.
Yeah.
When guys are, getting flagged repeatedly and, like, there's no real, like, in-game consequence for it, what is the solution to make sure it doesn't happen?
Really, it's the work that you're doing in practice and making sure that every rep, whether it's a walkthrough or a game rep, is consistent with what Sunday is going to be like. And so that's the number one thing, and making sure the communication and all those things. And then to your point, if guys are continuing to hurt the team and hurt the offense, then you have to look at other solutions.
Oh.
But the way we're attacking that right now is process-driven.
So I'm curious to hear what you guys think about that, but it sounds like they are upping the consequences. I don't, again, he did not add any specifics on what's going on in practice. I was out of practice. I did not detect anything that they were doing. And obviously, I always have to remind people, and you guys know that we get a very short glimpse of what goes on in practice. But that's about as urgent as I've heard anybody talk about the penalty issues with the Bears.
Let's start with the last words out of his mouth. Other solutions, because that piqued my interest. That raised my eyebrow. Because what? Are we talking about benching people here? What are we talking about?
Are we talking about the left tackle?
I mean, like, he was asked about, specifically Theo Benedet was asked about towards the end of the press conference, not necessarily in relation to the penalties, but his answer about Declan Doyle was essentially, to sum it up, he's got to continue to work on pass protection. Obviously, penalties have been an issue, too, with Theo Benedet. They're pretty comfortable with what he's done with run blocking, but you could tell with the answer that Declan Doyle gave about Theo Benedet that is a work in progress, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and for him to actually even say that much, that is, you're right, Marshall, that's the most pointed thing we've heard so far. At the end of the day, it's amounting to a drive after a game. You know, when you consider, if it's up in the 70s, that's a drive. Did we lose Mark Rohde?
What was the last part there? I had a little snafu block out on the... Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
No,
see,
I was trying
to do better broadcasting. Yeah.
No, it happens. I was just saying that is, you know, when you consider the amount of penalties and the yards they add up to, it's almost a drive. You know, it's like giving the team another whole drive.
It's obnoxious. I'll
like a scoring drive.
Further. It really is. And it's jarring too. Like at the end, like I don't know how you guys have consumed it. I'm not sitting there tallying up all the penalties, but at the end it's like, oh God, another 11, another 10 penalties, another 9 penalties. And it feels, and you're right, Layla, it stops drives. It puts the Bears in bad situations. It makes life more difficult. And we're just talking about from the offensive side here, right? Make life more difficult for a quarterback who is still developing. And I think the Bears are obviously still trying to figure it out. Like, some of this still is on Caleb Williams. He is culpable for some of it. You cannot sit here and say that the cadence is perfect, and that obviously affects the players. We're not going to get the straight story on every single penalty, but you do have to believe that some of the responsibility lies in number 18 on what he's doing from the offensive perspective. And then they've just got to be, and obviously we talked about those on Monday, some of the ground, the two really bad grounding penalties that Caleb had, that he's got to tighten up. But it's not sustainable, and it keeps feeling like something that should just go away and not exist anymore, but the problem persists.
Amen. Yeah, it does. Mark, we look forward to your Bears hit with the afternoon show, Spiegel and Holmes, and then we look forward to what you bring us tomorrow.
Absolutely. I believe I will be on with Spiegel and Holmes coming up at, I think we're doing 4:25 today, and I will have been in the locker room before I talk to those guys, and we'll dig in a little more deeply on some of these coordinator cuts with those guys as well. But always fun to be with you guys. You know I love you, and I will see you guys in the studio tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Also, the Twitch chat is very pro-Daryl, so it sounds like you may be onto something here.
I like Clark Grote.
I mean, yeah, it just seems easier. Like, my name is Mark, but just call me Daryl to make it easier.
It's
like,
two syllables as opposed to one.
Yeah, I don't know if that's easier.
We'll work with it. It's a working title. Yeah. It's a working second name. We'll figure it out. That was Mark Grody.
You know what? I'm gonna take that to the world. That I am gonna, for now on, when I introduce myself, just to get people's reaction. I'm Mark, but call me Daryl.
Let's see how long that is.
CD Gardner Johnson has a good point, though, man. He didn't choose his name. He's a grown man. Just saying. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score, as we thank Mark, we have to talk about the brouhaha, the hemming and hawing, the tizzy that the state of Louisiana is in when it comes to the LSU now open position.
It just means more, is what I've been told.
Perhaps this is the best use of the politician's time. In the meantime, tonight, the Dolphins host the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Coverage coming up at 6:30 with kickoff is at 7:15 right here on The Score in the Odyssey app. Let's listen to the Southerners go crazy about college football next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we've had a lot of fun with former Notre Dame and now former LSU head coach Brian Kelly's tenure at LSU for a long time. It started back when he talked about his family in the welcome speech and he couldn't quite get the accent down. Well, how about an authentic Louisiana accent? They are in a tizzy in Louisiana over who is going to be the next LSU football coach. And they have every right to be because it's a public school and their salaries are published. You know, that is part of the deal, is that you understand where they rank among the highest paid employees of the state, which is truly what that is. Sources of funding, of course, as we know, there's a lot of boosters who get into that. It's not all taxpayer funded, thankfully. But it would make sense by football fan and also by public official that your government would chime in. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry took it to another level.
The first question is absolutely correct. We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know? I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach, and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful, and we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly, and we're going to put metrics on it, because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country and then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, you know, to foot the bill. So, yeah, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it.
Here's the thing. If it's anybody else, you're probably thinking that it's just jovial. Like, at the end of the day, the LSU athletic director who he mentioned would still be the one picking the head coach. But I actually take this man very seriously.
How can you not? In an era of fiscal responsibility, you know, November 1st is in a couple of days. We all know, well, if you've been paying attention, you know it's about to happen as far as the
The government is currently in a shutdown.
And how that's going to affect things like SNAP. And, you know, states are going to be the ones on the hook for trying to make up some of that money so the families can eat. And you're talking about $50 million in a buyout?
And this was a conversation that happened before, if you'll recall, during the recession. Like, I recall the famous conversation in Connecticut when it came to Gina Auriemma at the time being reportedly the highest paid public employee. You know, that was kind of the same idea. This combines a little bit different concepts, though. If there's one thing I know, people care more about LSU football in the state of Louisiana than they do the Saints. It is very much the passion of the state of Louisiana. But maybe for the rest of the SEC, he should follow through with that suggestion.
The problem is, he's like, we're not going to do this again, what we just did. We're going to have a contract that's structured with incentives and bonuses, and that's how you... think you're not going to hire the coach that's highly sought after. I'm not saying they can't find a coach that would take the job, because, again, hire me to be a college coach so that you can fire me to be a college coach. Even if the buyout's not $50 million, if it's $2 million, I'll do that.
Yeah, would you say you wanted the Trent Dilfer buyout? Yeah. Just give me the Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, $2 million.
You don't want to be too greedy?
UAB, give me the $2 million to fire me. But you know what's funny about this?
Just give me $2 million to fire me. Relatively speaking, you're off the hook for a lot less.
He went on about agents and how they were in bed with each other, and like the athletic director has an agent, and the coach has an agent, and the players now have agents because of the NIL. You know who Brian Kelly's agent is? You may have heard of him. Some guy named Trace. You didn't know that, did you? Trace Armstrong. I've been holding that one all day for you.
That man, like, say what you want, but does that man know how to secure a commission or what?
He's going to get commissioned off the buyout.
Amazing.
It's amazing, is it not?
I'm like, are they Trace Armstrong victims? Like, what happens here?
The organizations and universities?
When you're so good at doing business, like, he's getting to the point of, like, Scott Boras level. You know, we're like organizations like, oh, we'll never do business with Scott Boras again. I'm like, oh, another Scott Boras victim.
Well, especially in the college game, I think he's got a lot of guys on that roster, the coaches throughout college football.
Here's my favorite quote from that press conference.
When your fandom conflicts your business appreciation.
Governor Landry said this about hiring the next football coach at LSU. Quote, we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly, and we're going to put metrics on it, because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country and then leaving the taxpayers to foot the bill. So they literally want to take a contract and make it incentive-based and laden, as opposed to, here's your money, and if we fire you, here's the money we're going to give you if we fire you.
Okay, all of that sounds great, but the better question is, what the hell were y'all doing before?
Like, you know what they're doing?
Just throwing money at the air?
It's a crazy race to the finish line, and guess what? Only one team in the country can finish first every year. That's the point.
You know,
it's an arms race that is going to leave the general public lacking resources.
There's a whole other discussion to be had here about the leveling of the playing field ever since NIL came through. Like, the SEC doesn't have the same power in college football. The Big Ten has entered the chat. There's a lot of reasons behind it all, but it's very interesting to me to see how this is all going down.
Them Texas schools, they don't seem to be running out of any money.
They also have the oil endowment.
Exactly.
Like, there's that part, and that doesn't go to every public school. That goes just to Texas A&M and Texas. That's a whole other discussion.
We'll get into it.
Sure thing, Governor Landry. You focus on the LSU head coaching job. You leave the other decisions to other people. Works for me. Spiegel and Holmes are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.